A new Pacific axis, India, New Zealand, NATO spycraft, and the helium squeeze. Modi's Auckland visit, the first by an Indian prime minister in years, produced 10 signed bilateral agreements and a joint commitment to double trade to $7 billion New Zealand dollars by 2030. Analysts note that India is systematically building economic and security relationships across the Pacific Rim with countries outside China's orbit, constructing what amounts to a diplomatic latticework that supplements its existing Quad partnerships with the United States, Japan, and Australia. The maritime security dimension elevates the deal beyond trade statistics. New Zealand controls substantial ocean territory in the South Pacific, and India has been extending its maritime relationships from the Indian Ocean toward the Pacific. Together, the partnerships form what is functionally becoming an Indo-Pacific security architecture, even if it carries no explicit military label. Dutch intelligence revealed this week that Russian operatives had compromised consumer doorbell cameras near NATO bases to conduct systematic reconnaissance, using civilian IoT surveillance infrastructure as a distributed sensor network. The Dutch intelligence service, AIVD, is among Europe's most respected agencies, and public attribution of this kind is typically deliberate, designed simultaneously to warn allies, assign blame, and signal to Moscow that the operation has been detected. China's decision to ban helium exports, citing domestic supply protection as the U.S.-Iran conflict disrupted global supply chains, compounded pressure on an already strained semiconductor industry. Helium is critical not only for semiconductor fabrication, but for MRI machines, fiber optic cables, and rocket propellants. The SK Hynix CEO has already warned that 2027 could bring the worst memory chip shortage ever recorded, driven by AI demand outstripping capacity. Micron responded by raising its U.S. investment commitment to over $250 billion, though new fabrication facilities carry 3 to 5 year construction lead times.